Hi, I'm Tonata. As Namibia faces an unprecedented drought, one of the worst in centuries, the Bank of Namibia has introduced a new policy offering financial relief for farmers impacted by the drought, including loan restructuring, debt moratoriums and emergency funding. With that said, I spoke to the Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, Kalish Letvine, about the drought.
What's your reaction to the central bank, which has unveiled a policy to give financial relief to drought-hit farmers or the farming industry? What's your take on it? Do you think this is a step in the right direction? And is there more that needs to be done?
Well, thank you very much. I am very happy that the Bank of Namibia is taking the step. I do believe it's long overdue. I think farmers have... for long not been helped. The products that the financial sector is putting out in the field for farmers are not well tailored to help the cyclical ups and downs in the agricultural sector. And therefore, I'm very happy. But of course, I would have liked to see what the instruments are, what the offering is. But on the principle itself, yes, I am very happy that that initiative is taken. I hope it will be meaningful for farmers and not just a bunch of loans with high interest rates that are becoming unaffordable to a group of entrepreneurs that are under financial strain.
I think across the whole SADC region, countries have been impacted because of the El Nino. Are there any other measures that Namibia could possibly take to address the drought conditions? I know the Office of the Prime Minister is giving the funds out, collecting funds for relief. But is there anything that would be more sustainable that you could perhaps share with Namibians that the ministry is planning or addressing or doing?
I'm sure there are many things that we can do to bring resilience into economy, but especially resilience into the agricultural sector. And one thing that I believe is really a pressing need now, that climate change brings in more variable climate and worse droughts and more floods for us. I believe we have to bring policy instruments and implement them that bring about better resilience in the agricultural sector. The last drought showed us that we have de facto no resilience because we lost half of our cattle herds to drought. They just died. And we had nothing to offer to survive. So I think resilience, drought resilience, flood resilience is a matter that needs to be addressed also from the financial sector, that one helps these people that are affected to get over the nasty part of the drought and give them an ability to recover. And that is where the lack is. We have no instruments that assist farmers to restock, to recover. Our tax system taxes them badly when they have to shed livestock, for instance, because of drought. And all the money that they saved through the shedding of the livestock is eaten up by the tax that they have to pay on it. And there's no assistance to recover. So I think there is also in the tax system that we have to look at a scheme for farmers that brings about resilience. But overall, resilience through different farming processes, farming practices, we must move into more intensive farming where we have ability to link crop farming with livestock, that we have got feedlots, that we have got reserve fodder for animals during droughts, that we have a proper water infrastructure that is not collapsing in during drought. So there are many resilience enhancing factors that we need to engage in.
Minister Schletwein, if you don't mind me asking, you were finance minister, and now that you've brought up the tax matter, the current finance and public enterprises minister is set to table the mid-year budget review. It was supposed to be yesterday, it's been postponed to today. Do you believe that this would be an ideal time to introduce such measures, as you've mentioned, with regards to tax, given that we're going through one of the worst droughts?
Well, tax matter is one, and I believe there's never a bad time to improve the tax system. The other system is, of course, public financing and public support to farmers through the budget. We are one of the very few countries that believe that farming is possible without subsidies. And we expect our farmers to compete against a wholesale subsidized global farming sector. Even the richest nations subsidize their farmers heavily, and we have to compete with them in the export market. That is not possible. So the second part of the equation is the public financing of the agricultural sector and assistance through subsidies or whatever intervention financially can be made possible to assist our farming sector, both on the livestock and the crop and horticultural production side.
Thank you so much for your time. Vielen Dank und ich wünsche dir einen guten Tag.
Okay, vielen Dank.
Bye.
Tschüss.